Shusha Rekazman. Welcome to being here. I always say that it's not to have a Rekazman here. It's also very embarrassing for me to say here in front of Rekazman, but he doesn't listen. Okay, it's not the first time that he hasn't listened to me. Betzim, there's more to talk about the sugya over there in Baba Kama, but I would like at least to see the sugya in Baba Basra. Hopefully today we'll cover a good part of it, if not all of it, and then tomorrow we can go from there to the sugya in Gittin, which over here the kudah besides the Gemara is very important. The kudahs in the Rishonim, especially the Ben Yonah and the Ramban, and then in the sugya in Gittin there are also a few important, significant points. And then maybe on Wednesday we'll try and see if we can get everything together. Okay, so the Gemara, it's hard to know exactly where to start. Also, I don't want to get too bogged down on the sugya. The Gemara brings this story that so this person, Goy was selling property to one Yisrael, and the Yisrael paid. So another Yisrael came along and was zeicha to the karka. So the law is the second one is zeicha. My time I become a mechimot and zuzul yode is talik. The goy is nistalik. As soon as it gets paid, the goy is kind of a kesef. We did our Torah. So already it no longer belongs to the goy. It's no longer his. Yisrael akani adamot is shtar liyode. We have a Gemara Kedusha. The Gemara Kedusha says that makom shekaisim shtar. Makom shekaisim shtar. So a person is not semich das to be kind until he gets a star. So he's not kind until that point in time. So in between, it's not going to be kind. Now when Yisrael is matter to Yisrael, so we don't say he's nistalik with kesef, even though karka is nikta with kesef. We don't say he's nistalik when he receives the kesef, because the swara of the das makna is he understands that it's totally in shtar. Tosfos says, why don't you say the same swara by Yaakov over here? Tosfos over here has a kasha. Like remember the head of government died to leak this achi or star may after to become the star lama lo yimer but died to leak this be general leo hefker. Why would the world of the Yisrael want to be in the middle? He has to know the right on. He has to know the heart of the Yisrael. If you tell me the beaker, then you can be kind of a cast. The only reason why you're not kind is because there's a stamp, there's a number that you want to get your star. So why don't we say over here that he understands if he's going to lose, he's going to get leave this open area in between, so it's not logical you want to do that. So Mustama, he would like to be kind of immediately with Kesef. Tosfos says, we have to assume that that's what he wanted, which is normally the assumption is with the Shtar. Okay, there's certainly more. Tosfos tells me it's an Ansari. I'll accept that. Okay.
But as Rashi says, as Rashi says, different though. That particularly in this case, because I don't trust that.
So he comes along and argues because I want to have that star in my hands. There's this. The Rashbam says I want to have the star in my hands, and therefore.
Then you say, but he's being foolish. I mean, Tosfos Kasha.
I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how the Rashbam. You know, I hear the Rashbam, but it's still interesting. Okay. Remember Shmuel Hachi. How could Shmuel say that that's the halacha of Amr Shmuel? Dinah Machusa Dinah. Malka Amr Lalikti Ara Ela Bigarta. So the Melech said you cannot only be character with the Garta. And the Garta obviously is going to be written from the Goy to the first Yisrael, not to the second Yisrael. So there's no way the second Yisrael can be kaina, even though me Ikra Dinah should be kaina. But the Dinah Machusa prevents it from being kaina because he's not going to get the star. And the Melech says you can only be kaina with the star. Now, so the simple answer to Rishonim says, what was the question? Because tell me that there was Lohim or the Malka, means that it, over here, the place he was referring to, there is no such Din of the Malchusa. So that'd be the simple answer. So the Rishonim, the Rebbe Yonah, the Rashba, they said that the Morris question was, Abaye understood that's a possible answer. He was trying to probe for Rabbi Yosef exactly how far are you taking this? Are you taking this all the way or not? Okay. So he says, "Anola Yadana, you're right. I could give that answer. I don't have a good answer on that point. Uvda Hava b'Dura the Reusa be Yisrael the Zavan Army of the Mevet Kachavim was Yisrael Achira ben Rofet Bapurta also Kamed the Rebihuda Ukum beYode the Sheni." Okay, so I know that he did this. Rav Yehuda did this the Maisa. Rav Yehuda did him what he did. He did Alpi. He's Rabbi Shmuel. So Mestama means that Shmuel. That this is what we're saying. That this is what we're supposed to do. So I know that this is what it is. Regards to answering the question. So the Rishpam Loshes had a kasha that didn't mechusa. Didn't Rav Yosef Israelai hide that Rabbi Yamalkal Omer. The lab didn't mechusa. He doesn't seem to be bothered by that. That didn't mechusa seems to be such a powerful didn't mechusa. That's what Rishpam says. Other Rishonim say that he had an answer. We could answer like that. You know, Pasha is the way you read the Gemara that Rav Yosef was aware. The way the Rashi and the Rebbe are learning that the Rashi was aware that during the Rusa this wasn't there was a din of the Mechusa over there as such. So I don't have a good answer in that request the question, but the general din it seems to stand. So Amalei Sabai says that's not a good riot. There were the Rusa Kamarta Hosan Bagid Mitamri Havu Dino Gufayr Lo Havu Yovit Taska Lamalka Malka Raman the Yovit Taska Lechol Ara. Okay, so Baya says that over there they owed the Taska, they owed these they were hiding themselves for the Masa Melech. So it comes out that they didn't really own it because the Melech already overrode that. So Baya Lishitasi that there's a din of Machusa. So I have a very nice Mahalach how to be Masber that din over there. So it comes out that the Bechlal, the whole process, the first one didn't the goy didn't own it to sell it, and so it belonged to the Melech. And the Melech says whoever's willing to pay the Taska is going to get it. So we'll have to assume that the Sheni who gets the property is getting an Amanas that he's going to pay the Taska. So that's why he's Koina because the Moicher had no power to be Moicher, and that's based on din of Machusa din. Even though bets and they should belong to them, but since they're not paying the Taska, they lose their schus in the karka. So Abaya listens like the Abaya. I have a very nice hasbro in that case. It's the Raya Bechlal to the sin of Shmuel, and the sin of Shmuel is not Mukhrach. The Rishonim over here seem to be most Rishonim over here at the end of the Paskin, the halacha is like Shmuel, and they answer that there wasn't dinah mechusa that there shouldn't be a stira. Abai was being doicher araya, wasn't being doicher that the din couldn't be true. Maybe we can answer up dinah mechusa dinah. That's the question which maybe the Rishonim are going to grapple with. How far do we take dinah mechusa dinah? Okay. The Mor brings a few more mices along the way. So the Mor says, "Rav Huna, Zavan Arami, Rav Chomas, Yisrael Archa, Rofik Bat Purta, also the commander of Nachman, Rav Biyade." Says, "So you're relying on Shmuel, but the mice Shmuel says you only kind of the part, the area that you were that did your chazaka, not the whole thing." He says, "No, that I hold like you that you hold once you do a act of chazaka in the karka applies to the whole karka." And the Mor says, "Vaita that all these other Amoroyim follow this psak of Shmuel before, which is why the Mishnah say we're going to paskin like Shmuel." Okay, so that's the first half of the Gemara. So the first half of the Gemara, introduces the Melech set a rule that you can only be kind of be garta, and since the Melech set the rule, you can only be kind of be garta. So therefore, it can't be that the Sheni should be kind of because of the din of the din of Machusa. That's a bias kasha. Now, in this rule that you only kind of be garta, the Rishonim are better. You know, they're saying so. What's that about? Where does that come from? So to Mahalchim, either that it's talking about that the only kind of a star is that it's referring to the star from the Mercha to the Lekeach. Inam, it's referring to the star of the Sefer HaMelech. It's referring to the star of the Sefer HaMelech. I mean, the pshat is they want to record it by the Sefer HaMelech. The Melech will get a tax out of it. So it means Inam Achusa is relevant to the Melech because he's going to make money on it. So it's relevant for him to have. He needs to have the Sefer HaMelech. It has to be recorded by the city hall that this sales of real estate are not valid until they're recorded by the Melech, and the Melech charges a tax for it. So it's clear, very clear. The din of Machusa is because he needs to get his money out of it. Fine. If you learn the first pshat that the Rebbe Yonah brings both pshat, you learn the first pshat that he's saying that you're gonna that there's this simply that you can't be cut until you get a shtar. To show us what's get the melech on with that. You know, what's enough meaning to the melech? What does the melech gain from it? And why would the melech? Why be relevant to the melech? So the Ramban already says over here, we see from this Gemara that there's no requirement that there should be hanos hamelech for the dinah machusa dinah. There was, we could have argued that the whole dinah machusa dinah is halacha in the melech. The melech has a right to charge taxes. He has a right to get, so part of his taxes is, I want you to record this, and therefore I'm going to get something out of it. So that's relevant to the melech. He's charging taxes for the property, etc. Right, that which the melech says that between two people that there has to be a shtar, like it's not, there's no nasa melech out of that. So the shtarah that is a chiddush of this gemara that also goes into dinah machusa dinah, which we could have thought, we should have thought possibly, but that's not true. The Magen Mishnah in Malbim Aleiven in Perek of Zion.
So the Ramban says,
you see from this Gemara that you see that there's a, that he, even though there's no Hanos HaMelech, he has the kayach to do that. The Magen Mishnah over there learns that this is a machlokes between possibly the two Lashanas of the Gemara over there in Gittin. Whether the Mishnah over there in Gittin talks about a star which is Barkos, that there's is it valid for Shtari Matana? The more it gives two terutzim. One is Enechanami, it's not kosher by Shtari Matanas, and Inami Dinah Machusa Dinah. So what's the Machloi? Because we're arguing whether Dinah Machusa Dinah, everybody holds Dinah Machusa Dinah. They're arguing whether Dinah Machusa Dinah would apply the best. So Malach is making up a rule that Shtari Matanas worked. What's the mission to the Malach to make up such a din? It's not relevant to the Malach, and therefore the Machloi is the Tula Shadows of the Gemara is it's Ritwa over there in Gittin. The machloikus is whether din machus din applies in a case where it's not lahanos hamelech. One of the rais that they bring says that the ritual over there in Gittin brings this rai, and he says, but tzarachin, because the more of avas, so you see that the melech has that power. Now the case that he actually brings it from, he also says, as a raya, is the case of chazaka of memshana. The Gemara has, Vayta the Gemara says that there's also within the Machusa, the Gemara says, I heard from so Amar Rava, that Hanim Fasmili Yishtarli Ukvan Bar Nechemya Reish Galusa Mishmei De Shmuel. So I heard the name of Shmuel, these three things, Dinah Machusa Dinah, Varisusa De Pasoi Amem Shanin, Vani Zeruri De Zobanara Lataska Zavinu Zavini. The Gemara says three dinim, which really, like Rabbi Rashbam explains, all three dinim are really, the last two are expressions of dinim machusa dinim. And the second one is that there's a kayach of chazaka of 40 years. Now, what's the chazaka of 40 years? So even though the Gemara says before, the din of Cheses Gimel Shalom, like the Gemara points out, Chol chazaka sheini motayin is ein chazaka. So this din, there's no such thing as squatter's rights in halacha. It's not the pshat that you have a right. I have a right to sit on your property, and therefore it becomes mine. I have to have a valid claim why it's mine. It's yours. You're the morikama. We have enemy. You're the morikama. So did I buy it to get as a matana? Did I get a birusha? What's my argument that I have a right to this property? I am there for the land for 10 years. You haven't said a word. Who cares? But the ma'aseh, chazaka sheini matana, ain't a chazaka. In American law, there's something called squatter's rights. If I sit in a piece of property for 25 years and you don't say a word, it becomes mine. Right? There's also a concept in halacha. Comes along the Persim, and they made such a rule, squatter's rights, 40 years. So even though normally the rules you buy from an Akum. So since Akum or Gazloni Ara, so therefore it has to deal like a Chazaka Sheinu Mataina, because if even you claim you bought it from the Goy, but Mehechatei said the Goy was the Bailim. So if I can regain him, I'm the original Bailim. So it comes out that this chazaka that I have is that the new person has is any matayna, because you bought from somebody, it's not the Bailim. That's the assumption. So it's a chazaka sheini matayna. So you're not better than the goy that you came from. But something more over here, if you're there for 40 years, there's a dinah machusa dinah that you get to keep the property. Now, so the Mukhiyosef, there are two obviously. So what's in the Gantan of Melech? What's the Hanos HaMelech out of this thing? If I tell you, you see that the Hanos HaMelech is not a requirement for dinner of the Mechusadim. And the Sinema Gemish, I'm going to bring the Mechusadim Mishayim, whether that's true or not. And we, besides that, we have the Turaya. So what's the deen in this Mechusadim? Right. So what's this deen in this Mechusadim? Whether you have a right to make a dinner of the Mechusadim, even someone who's not Hanos HaMelech. So now the Rishbam here comes along, and the Rishbam is a very important Rishbam. The Rishbam says, so why is it a Mechusadim true? Why is it true? Where does it come from? So we mentioned so far Parshas HaMelech. We have Parshas HaMelech, which we can handle the Chara in Parshas HaMelech. The Melech, most of the points mentioned in Parshas HaMelech are benefits to the Melech. The Melech can take your property, the Melech can charge your taxes, the Melech can take your children, the Melech can take this, the Melech can do that. All those things are all talking about what the Melech is going to do for himself from you. He's taking it from you. So all the cases of Parshas HaMelech over there in Sefer Shmuel were for the benefit of the Melech. The Shmuel comes along here and he says, Dinah Mechusa Dinah, and the Dalam Bey, Zorma Shmuel Dinah Mechusa Dinah. So taxes and minhagur shal mishpatei malachim, and the different things that he was noyag in his mishpat are valid. Because the bnei hamalchus are mekabel it. So if I follow the rules of the city, which everybody in the city has agreed to by virtue of the fact that they're living here, that's called a valid din. So the Rishbam comes along and says, the makor v'din machus din is because we all agreed to it. So we have a din by din imamanis that when it comes to imamanis, you can make up any type of arrangement that you want to make. That's overstating it, with some limitations, but you have ability to make up such an arrangement. So we're doing Amanaske. We're doing Amanaske, and it's not considered guessing. Now, that would seem to be clear that even though that he can make that it's not considered gezel, which what the Rishbam stresses, it's not considered gezel. Mitzad bailus, the melech cannot be makat to you bailus. The Melech has no power to give you that. The best what the Melech can do is say, listen, this is the arrangement, how we're all agreeing that this is not considered improper. So I was masking. So Kilo is a Mechil on my part, and therefore I'm Michael, so there's no Gzeil involved. That's what Shbam said. There's not a Gzeil. Regards to Bailus, you still need a Kinyan Mitzad Kinyan Yisrael to be kind of to make it yours. That you would still need. Melech will not help you for that. The Melech says, I would like this to be yours. That's very nice. I'd like it to be yours, but that doesn't make something yours. Just because the Melech says he would like it to be yours. We all agree that the Melech said that idea. It's very nice, but doesn't make it into a Kinyan? The Rishbam doesn't say that. Rishbam says it's not guessing. The main point of Rishbam is it's not considered guessing. So anything which you're masik, I'll pee the ain't the masik moment, chaver, I'll pee chayka Melech, and nog beer, mishum guessing. So that's what this accomplishes. This haskama accomplishes that's not guessing.
It's not Gezel, and therefore whatever the Melech dictates is the new owner, and it goes even further than just not Gezel.
Well, the Rishbam doesn't say that. The Rishbam says now let me ask you a question. Is the Rishbam denying the concept of Parshas HaMelech? So we said the Parshas HaMelech. Parshas HaMelech is a parsha which is something that's directly for the benefit of the Melech. The Melech wants to charge taxes; he can charge taxes. No problem, right? That's the power that the Melech has to do. Right? Do we need Haskamas Bnei Medina to give the Melech the right to charge taxes? Is that what Rishbam is telling me? Or Pashas, that the Melech has a right to charge taxes. That I don't need. I don't need Haskamas Bnei Medina for him to give the right to charge taxes. That I have a Parshas HaMelech for. But that which the melech has a right to be manig mishpatei chukim between people and how things are going to be noyig, that when you sell to him a piece of property, it becomes his ex amata. Like, that's not the parsha's a melech. Where does that come from? So the Rashbam that comes from Hamas comes ben Amadina. So I even though the Rashbam mentions misim ranonios, which the Chara, that's the same thing, but I would at least like to suggest the Rashbam is not learning that the makor for the kayak of misim is totally in the ben Amadina. The makor for the halacha of that minhagim, because the sugya over here is minhagim. The two sugyas of the Gemara over here are the Gemara over here is telling me the halacha of he says that you can't be kindly be garta, which is not a din of misim b'chalal. So for that you need askamas bnei hamedina. Well, we all agreed that you can't, the sale is not valid. The king said so. Everybody agreed that the sale is not valid until you get a shtar. Okay, the result of that will be the guy can chat miyos. Then we also
what? Just left open gazes. Why is the shtar this kinyan? Why don't you hate the yipne? He'll be kind of, but the other person won't be a gazlan. He's kind of afterwards. Rosh Bram says, hate the yipne. Why hate the yipne?
Okay, you have to tell me which Rosh Bram you're reading.
On Amid Beis, in Amr Shmuel Dima Vizadima. I'm sorry, Amat the Amr. Hate the yipne Zehamas, Pil the English, Darmanu.
Okay.
It's just a shardil. He was kind of. It's not his, and if he wants to be machmish and technish, it's his. But the other person comes along, so when he takes it, he's not a gazlan. But the kinyan should be chal when he's kind of.
No, the Skamas Bnei Medina was agreed to the Mishpatei HaMelech. Mishpatei HaMelech was that you can't be kind of unless you do X. So I don't own it.
Yes, but it's not a bailus in yet, so I was kind of.
But it's hafkon bailus. That's what I'm saying. It's not a haknos, but it's a hafkos bailus. That the this koyach mechila doesn't make something yours. Mechila makes it not mine. We all agree that this is a waste of, it's not a kenyan. The king said the only kenyan is X. So this is not a kenyan. So now even so that therefore this is not a kenyan. Now how does that make it yours? A good question. We'll have to figure that out.
Yes, it's not enough to make a kenyan.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying the eco application of that comes out that you're not considered a gazan by doing so.
And I'll be also not a bailam.
You wouldn't be a bailam until you do some type of a kenyan. Now, the Rashbam doesn't say you become the melech makes you into the owner. Right?
The Rashbam is introducing the din of the din of that din is. He's saying misim. I mean,
I understand. I'm suggesting not like that. that the Rashbam learns the whole makor for the parsha of misim is over here. That is a chiddush, and maybe we would like to suggest that the Rashbam now din of chuzdin applies to many different things, but the fact that it applies as great as it applies, which is the sugya over here. Right? So this is not the sugya of Baba Kama. The sugya of Baba Kama is the sugya of Meches. So sugya of Meches, dinam achus, dinam, that's a poshet. We don't have a Rashbam over there. We don't respond and tell me what he would say over there. But you know, we didn't introduce Haskamas Bayam Medina and Baba Kama Dav Kufi Gimel because we didn't need to. That's the Parsha of Meches. Parsha of Meches belongs to the Melech. Comes and has a Gemara Mabasu. So, there's a whole new dinam achus, dinam, that it tells you El Bigarta, and you get 40 years to become the owner. What are those things? There's nothing to do with Hanos and Melech. Those are Mishpatei HaMelech because Kap Kiblu Bnei HaMedina.
Every time it's brought up by the Mechel, it's only brought down as a question. Why don't we say Dinah Machus Dino? But in case it really says where we see the Tara Dinah Machus Dino, is when Rabbi comes to talk about the taking the wood for the bridge. That's when he says, I'm going to show you this is the Dinah Machus Dino, which is Tata, but all the other cases prior are always asking the question, what about Dinah Machus Dino?
Well, we don't know. The main place where the more introduces the Nemachus Dino was clear. It's clear to the more. You cannot tell me you can remember Rechaz and Mechaz because that's the Nemachus Dino.
He always asks the question. He's not showing us the clock.
I understand. I'm just saying the presentation of the Gemara of the Nemachus Dino is presented in regards to Mechaz. That's clear.
We saying that.
So the Marshal the Shach says that Dinah Machus Dinah, the application of Dinah Machus Dinah, it applies to two things, to Misim and to Matbeyos. Misim and Matbeyos. It applies to taxes and it applies to coinage. The Shach in Ein Gimel says it applies to the Misim, and the Shach in Yeredei Kuf Samachai says it applies to Matbeyos. He says the Iker place applies, because the Iker place of the more introduced it was to those two things. He's got to be Mazur with his Gemara. Yes?
Dina will not apply to speeding. Because
there wasn't Haskamas Bnei Medina. You said there was no Haskamas Bnei Hamedina.
There's not Haskamas Bnei Hamedina.
That's really, really true.
And it's not a mass. So why would speeding be a cloud?
Okay, so I don't want to get off of that topic for now, but just to think about it the following way. Say so. If you say askamas b'nei hamedina, it means to the rules that there is basically committing to the rules. Now, how far does that commit to the rules? What does that mean? Is that, again, we mentioned this, that does it control my actions? Or does it control at least that we agreed that these people should represent us and make decisions, make laws? Whether we should have or not, but we did. Okay? We voted for that. Right? Are they really representing us or not? I don't know. Maybe they're representing their own interests. But we agree that that's going to be the system. So that's askamas b'nei hamedina. And they made this law. And that law says that you're going to charge you for it. Right? So that much would seem to be true. Now, can they legislate how you act would be the next question. If it's told askamas b'nei hamedina, maybe we could legislate how you would act. Could be askamas b'nei hamedina in that sense might be stronger than the din of melachus, the din of batsim. What am I saying? In other words, din of melachus, the din of batsim, pashas is the din in collecting. Right, so I understand he can charge you the fine. He wants to charge you the fine, but he cannot tell you whether you want to speed or not. But it's told us, "Kamos b'nei hamedina." We agreed that these are going to be the rules, so we agreed. Right?
Why is it that Moshe said, "Say Tosafot Melach and Melach Moses and Beish King"? Also, the parshas are Melach and Moses and Beish King.
That's a fascinating question. Tosafot says in Chof of Beis, and one shot says it only applies to Melech Yisrael, right? Because of that you know, he says that parsha, Shmuel's parsha of Melech, only applies to Melech Yisrael. But Rav Yishan learned not like that. They learned that parsha, Sefer Shmuel, this is Zel Mishpat HaMelech. It seems to be that the counts of the Melech wasn't someone. Clearly, the Shem Melech applies to non-Jews also. Or Malchi Akum. And Zel Mishpat HaMelech is a lashon of the pasuk over there in Shmuel, which means Zel Mishpat HaMelech is how the king acts. So if the Morris says Kol Parsha the Melech Mutter Boy, that should apply. I'm like, Tosis himself gives a few terutzim. One of the terutzim is it only applies to Melech Yisrael. You see, one of the terutzim, even Tosis is not convinced that it's only by Melech Yisrael. I'm agreeable to say the fact that the Rashbam starts off with Misim and Inios, so therefore I am saying a Kiddush, but I just want to point out that maybe there's a Mokum to handle otherwise. The Ran and the Dorin sort of introduces such a concept. The Ran and the Dorin over there says the reason why Melech didn't because the land belongs to the Melech, and therefore the Melech can say, listen, if you don't want, you have to be Noig in my house the way I'm expected to be Noig. If not, I have a right to kick you out. Now, you can point to that it's not that right to kick you out. It's my house. I have a right to do whatever I want. Like you mentioned, if I want to set up in my house a big sign, do not enter my house unless you wear a pink hat. So I'm a mashugana, but you're a gals, and if you walk in my house without a pink hat, you know, because it's my hat, it's my house, so that's the deal. So that's what the Ran says. So comes along the Chasam Sofer in Chosh Mishpat and Simen Mem Dal. So Sofer says that which the Ran says, that's Svora, that the Melech has a right to say whatever he wants. That's the Ran says over there in regards to the din of Mechis. So what's the Kiddush of the Parsha of Mechis? The Kiddush of the Parsha of Mechis is that he's taking for his own benefit. He wants to take taxes or money because he wants to enrich himself. So what gives him the right to do that? Well, that's the deal. When you walk in my house, I'm going to charge you rent. How much rent? Whatever I want to charge you rent. Right? That's the deal. But that which that he has a koyach to make mishpatim between people, etc. That's the Rashbam over here. He went. Some servant says. I think the Ran would agree to the Rashbam that there's askamas b'nei hamedina and that empowers him to make rules in between each other.
Why do you need that if you have a pink hat?
So why do you need that? Because l'chara that makes sense when it's something vis-a-vis him. I understand. So that's the arrangement. But, you know, when the Tosafot says, what's binding the fact that he says. Karka with a star. It sounds like, well, if you're a Gaz living in the ground, if you buy Karka without a star, it's hard to hear such a concept. So he says, what's the Nafkamina? So he says, according to that, the Nafkamina is Eretz Yisrael. Because the Ran says, in Eretz Yisrael, since we all own the land, it doesn't belong to the Melech. So there's no dinah machus dinah. Zakhtaran, Zakhtaran, that's what you're talking about, the din of taxes. that he wants to take taxes on Rish himself, you're right, excuse me, it's my land, I live in Eretz Israel, you have no right to charge taxes to benefit yourself for my property. Your property, yeah, my property, no, so you can't charge me taxes to enrich yourself. But that which is negayah to Haskamos B'nai HaMedina, that we, the Hagas B'nai Adam L'Chaveroi, you know, how we're knowing the Chukim Mishpatim, that would apply in a Melech in Eretz Israel also. That's what the club service is. That's an afkamina. So,
what makes the Haskam? Why should he be Haskam? If there's a Melech, and there's what people have to do things, whatever God says, so may not Haskam over here. Like over here, this is my car.
I
have to
be
over here. I have a right to be here.
But it didn't say you have a right to be here. It didn't say he's not a melech. It says he doesn't own the land.
Right, so fine. I mean, I should make Haskam and say whatever I want. This is my car.
Okay, I mean, I
have a right to live here. If I come to Goyish and Bezdin, Goyish, car for the land, whatever it is, I go to America. So the melech owns all the car here, so he can kick me out. That's what he wants.
The Rashbam didn't say it's because we own the land. That's why everybody agrees to it. You're putting into the Rashbam a whole other layer.
The Rashbam said the melech owns the
car.
He's right to kick me out. So that b'chorish v'lai olden. Sometimes saying that. He's saying it's only by me.
No, he's saying I don't need it by everything else. I don't need the fact that he owns the character, but everything else. Okay, you want to argue with the observer? I don't have a problem with that. I think I'm just telling you what a subservient. You want to argue with the observer? You can argue with the observer.
I'm saying is if you're living, I'm saying if a person's in the character and it's a thrill, why does it bound me to make us comments? Who said I should make us comments? Why should I have us comments? Because I want to live like a normal person and civilized, you know,
amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Forget about the run. How do you learn the Shem Rashbam? Where was the Haskama? Because he owns the karka? But what is that din? How do you know? Maybe they didn't agree. Oh, good. So that's all the Rashbam is. Some of them are saying the Ran agrees to that. I didn't say he's the Ran. He said the opposite. You don't need the Ran. The Ran only need it for something else. Oh, here it's Pashit.
Who's the wrong reason to this?
Okay, fine. You know, fine. I have no problem. That's what some service says. Some service in Chasham Mishmet Mem Dali. It's also brought down in the Likutim in the Baba Kama Kupi Gimel.
Then the Haskama would be if I moved in from Medina that has Seltzer rules, then you have to say, if I moved in willingly to be there, I accepted the rule. What if I was there before the Medina? I mean, I live
So 1 second. So what you're asking, really, the Ramban raises that point. So the Ramban over here, you saw the Ramban over here says, it comes along and says that this din of dinah machusa dinah, he says, he tells him the fact that it's din of the machusa dinah, not din of the melech dinah. So I mean, it has to be din of the machusa. So what does he din of the machusa, din of the melech? Says din of the melech, the king made rules. So I'm not bound by the king. The king decided all of a sudden one day to make up a rule. I didn't agree to that. But there's a certain unhug of the way the malchus has been working. That's the way the kingship works. This is the way kingdoms work, countries work. That's the expectation. Then they have a right to say dinah machusa dinah. The malchus came along and said, I want to make a new rule. All of a sudden he wants to make a new rule. He says, Pashas, you will not have the dinah machusa dinah. That's what the Ramban says on that. So he's touching on your suara, and your example was, I'm living there before the Medina, right? Not the Medina, but the Medina is the way you said it, right? So all of a sudden they come in and start making rules. Mehechateisi. I was there first. Okay, it's a valid question.
Is there a kind of hatsibo that you are part of hatsibo?
So we mentioned in the Hakdama, it's very possible when you're dealing with a democracy that this all is irrelevant. It could be the mahalach of how this whole system works is based on the Gemara of Basra, not Kes, that B'nai Yir have a kaf to be Messiah Kitzos and Al Kitzos. So they have a right, it's Shiva to B'nai Yir. Shiva to B'nai Yir is not the normal Chazadina, right? But we live in a city, we need to make the rules that things should function. So you could argue very easy. You could argue very well that this whole discussion is when it's discussing the kaf of a melech, he's coming and making rules, etc. What binds with his rules, etc. But if we all live in a city, yes, the city has to function. There is such a thing as Shiva Tuba here. We could argue democracy is that we elect officials to be the Shiva Tuba here. They make rules, and we're bound by them. Yes, that's a very good argument. you learn like that. I'm saying, so that's, as I mentioned in the beginning, I'm guaranteeing you, after you finish all the sugya and the we have no idea if that applies to where we live, because it could be told different sugya.
How do we deal with that state
contradicts
the federal
law?
Okay.
I just heard it to be said that even if it was a Jewish school, you'd still have taxes, you'd still have everything. So you're always masking whatever, you're masking taxes regardless of anything. It's not like, oh, if it's Jewish, it's my land, so what? So it's your land, so you're not going to pay taxes, you're still going to pay taxes.
No, okay, so that's also what I was saying, that the chiddush of the Ran is that the Melech wants to come and enrich himself on my back. So what right does he enrich himself on my back? So he has a right because the property belongs to him, so he has a right to do that. In Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have a right to do that.
Eretz Yisrael, right? The king came and said, I want to make taxes. Right?
I want to make taxes. But if the purpose of the taxes, is, well, it's the same, it depends not. If the purpose of the taxes is for someone to be Haskamas Bnei HaMedina, i.e., that what the needs of the country are, etc. So that's Pasha. That's what I'm saying. The Ran doesn't need
the regular taxes without that, just sounding.
He says, you wouldn't, that's what I'm saying, you wouldn't have that power to do that. Your goal is enrich yourself. That doesn't make a difference. The Rambam, you saw in Gzela, the Rambam Yitaka Firzois in Halach Yud Ches, in Parakeh Halach Yud Ches, the Rambam Firzois, this is the swar is because they his chemo the Kabbalah land. This swar of the Rashbam, the Rambam also said. So this is Mahal, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. So the Yisard of this Kayach seems to be a Kayach not based on Parshas HaMelech. Again, the Gross is not like that, but the Rambam reads, it's Al Haskamas B'nei HaMedina, this is the Rashbam, and possibly some are saying that even the Ran agrees to this concept, that he's just saying that there's another argument when he wants to make money, etc. And even that, maybe you could argue with, I agree with the fact that he likes making money, so I agree to that. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. But he's saying, you know, that the Ran didn't like that. The Ran says, for that I need a new Swara, and therefore that's so that wouldn't apply. But the Iker Swara, that there should be some type of a system of setting up on Hoggis between the people, that should make sense. That's the source. That's why I'm saying, based on this, I'm sorry for that, even in the Rashbam, could be that's true. He doesn't say the Rishon. He says it in the Ran, that the Ran is agreeing to the Rishon. I'm just saying that this Yisoid, that there's a Makam of the Chiddush over here, is what the Samsarva is saying, is the Makam of the Chiddush is that you need the Haskamas B'nei HaMedina is for the things which interact with people. But that which you need for Misim, I don't know, commit for somewhere else. The Ran says from there, we'll say from the Parshas HaMelech, we'll argue whatever that is. Okay. The Rebbeinu Yonah over here, the Ben Yon over here, I don't know whether I saw the Ben Yon yet or not. So the Ben Yon over here has a lot of points. That was a good a lot of the criticism of Ben Yon. I'm not getting involved in, you know, he handles the Shiloh. If he goes and asks for his money back, does he have a problem? Well, he's a Moiser, you know, is it Garmi? You know, that's a separate sugya. One day we'll do that, maybe. We did Garmi 1 year a little bit, right? What? We did Garmi 1 year. A little bit, yeah. A little bit. So he said like this. Since the Melech said you can't transfer ownership without a star, so when Yisrael pays the goy, so by his kasha was the tzedinah machlus tzedinah. So you said that two things happened. First of all, the goy who was the owner is nistalik when he gets the money. And number two, the Yisrael is not kind until he gets the shtar. And in between, it's hefker. For the buy, it didn't machlus tzedinah. So what's the kasha? So it comes out that the Yisrael sheni can't be kind because he doesn't have a shtar. So maybe the kasha is something else. Since the Melech said you can't be cut without a star, it comes out that the goy, the original owner, wasn't istalik with just money. The Melech said that you own it until there's a star. So the Melech is being kilu, making it the goy's, even though mitzad din atara, there should be hafkoh when he gets the money, but it should be his because of that. Shenachosim ufkoyim mibaleim b'dini amel. The koyach of dinam achuzin is the koyach of hafko. Kenyan hefker besan hefker. And therefore, Misha Yard behem b'mitzvahs amel. Zoycha behem b'chazaka. So kenyan, you need a kenyan chazaka. You need a kenyan in that. The melech has no kayach to make it yours. The kayach of the melech is in the mafkiyah. Okay. So, first of all, he says that's like hefker bezin hefker. So, Rabbi Sachs mentioned that hefker bezin hefker really is questionable. That itself is questionable. The Gemara has two makarmas for hefker bezin hefker. The Gemara has one pasuk, it says Yachorim called Rechushoi. And the second pasuk says obvious that the Rashi obvious were mountfill the lands. So Morris says Mayan Roshim Itzel obvious. What's the shachar? The Rashi says so Ma obvious Mankilim the Bneiim. Just like the obvious have a power to be mountfill. So who adin the Rashi have a power to be mountfill. So the Rashba in Gittin and Lamed Vav says it almost beferish that Lachar, these two Lasharnas should be arguing in this Nakuda. One says it's a Kayach and didn't have to mention after. You could be Yacham Kabbal Kushay, it could be Mafka the Rishus. Okay, so it's a Kayach to be Mafka the Rishus. The second one says that they have a Kayach to be Mankil. The Rashba says it came out beferish. And if you look at your Masada of Cook, Rashba, he tells you, and it's a Marshal, says it beferish. Marshal speaks it up in Feirish that the two Lashonos are arguing in the Kayach of Hefker Besan Hefker. Is it a Kayach just to be Mafkir, or it's even a Kayach to be Maknek? Which is an end of being Machloket starts in the Sivis, but it's a Shaila, whether we Shaila are learning, that's a Shaila already in the Gemara. But the Rabbi Yonah says Klor. Hefker Besan Hefker is a Kayach of Hafkoa Bezehu. He's learning not like that. Even in Lashon Lemor, which says it's a kayach, it's a din of being manchel. It doesn't mean being manchel mamash. It means that they have a kayach to be mafkiyah. The Ben Yonah. Kinyan hefker bezin hefker, which all hefker bezin hefker is it's a hafkoa. Okay. Then he says, and din of malchus din is a kayach of hafkoa, just like kinyan hefker bezin hefker. So the Zavar of Rom and Simon Aleph brings, there's someone up in the Rebbeinu Yonah. He brings the Beis Shmuel says that the din of Machuzid is a din of Rabbanon. In Simon Chavches, the din of Machuzid is a din of Rabbanon. So in case a person would own money based on the din of Machuzidin, and he's Makadash and Isha, Shilim Mekadash is a Rabbanon, because the din of Machuzid is only din of Rabbanon. The Avdim Luyim in Simon Chavches jumps on the Beis Shmuel and says, the Dinam of Chuzidin is a Dinam of Raisin. So that's why that's a whole new world that the Beis Shmuel says, the Dinam of Chuzidin is a Dinam of Rabbanon. So he seems to say, and he's based himself on this Rebbeinu Yonah. Rebbeinu Yonah says, the Dinam of Hefker Besan Hefker, which Hefker Besan Hefker is the core of all Kinyan of the Rabbanon, the Kayach of Kinyan of the Rabbanon, and you have this whole Shaila, Kinyan of the Rabbanon, Mahan of the Rice or not. And we assume, for the Ekersug of Hilchos Kedushin, we always assume that someone's own Kinyan of the Rabbanon, it's not Kinyan of the Rice. You're Bekalif and Isha, she's not Mekadesh of the Rice. So, Zak, the Shmei Shmuel, the Chalper Rebbeinu Yonah. Rebbeinu Yonah says that Hefker Besan Hefker, that the core for Dinam of Chuzin is Hefker Besan Hefker, which that itself is a Kayach. You know, to kayach of the chachamim to do certain things. So the Bar Rom says that's not what he means. He doesn't mean that there is that it can't mean like that. So bishul the chachamim have the kayach of chachamim, have kibbutz and after. So what's this in a machus dinner? What is that? What kayach is that? Elamai, you say the chachamim gave him that kayach using have kibbutz and after. The Bar Rom doesn't say that. Salamai, he says he thinks that the Beis Shmuel is learning in the Rebbeinu Yonah the following. He says, how do I know Dimachus is only a Kayach of Hafkoa? Because since Hefker Besan Hefker is only a Kayach of Hafkoa, and the whole Makor for the Dimachus is Hefker Besan Hefker, Memela, so it can only be a Kayach of Hafkoa. This is Dosh Tate, Rebbeinu Yonah. Doesn't say it. He says, this is Dimachus is Dimachus. And that's like Hefker Besan Hefker, not that the Makor for Dimachus is Hefker Besan Hefker. He didn't say that. He says, so he would suggest that the way you learn the Rebbeinu Yonah is saying, there's a Kayach called Dimachus Dimachus, which is Be'etzam Kayach. The same way Hefker Besan Hefker is Be'etzam Kayach. Now the applications of it What are the results? Well, the Chum came along and said, Hefker has an Hefker, which is a Kayachav Havkoa. Does it make it my meter Eisen? No, it doesn't make it my meter Eisen. Right? But that said, that the Makor for the Din of Hefker and the Din of is Hefker Bess and Hefker. That's not what he's saying. So the Bar of Rum, I'll take it a step further. I says, where is Taka the Makor of Hefker Bess and Hefker? Where does that come from? Supposedly, it's a Pusik. Right? It's a Pusik. Pusik says Hefker Bess and Hefker. It says the way he's understanding what the Ben Yonah is saying that he's saying Ke'inyan, the Yisrael Hefker and Hefker and Hefker is that the authority, the power, the kayak of the authority of the country has a right to have a certain amount of control over the mamonis. That's needed for the authority to function. So the same way Hefker and Hefker works by Yisrael, Zachter Ben Yonah, that Dinamachum Zadina works by Akram. It's a mastaber in the kayak. That the same way Hefker and Hefker works by Yisrael, where did it come from? Okay, it's a pasuk, but where did the pasuk get it from? Like the Mora says, you know, Moshe Amar Loyomar is Ezra Min Ole. Where did it come from? Moshe Lamor says, the Mora says, Ayachim B'Yosa, the Cheskel says, there's a din, the Kayan, that they have to put on the Avdin in a certain mop. And the Mora says, Nobody can't be Machadish Dinim. No, so Moshe Loyomer Yecheskel Menole. Moshe says it was a local Moshe Misinai, and boy Yecheskel asked me a Kron. Ezra can't make up dinim. That the Mark of Makor has. That's Ezra. Ezra said Rachel Makol Rechusha. Yeah, but where did Ezra get it from? How did Ezra know that there's such a kayak? Where did it come from? So Zot the Devar of Rome, the Bar-Yod is telling you that we're saying it's a kayak of Svara. The Svara is that there has to be a kayak with authority being Bezdin to be able to maintain certain functions. We need to have a kayak to be Machel Rechusha at some point in time. So that of Svara then applies to the Malchus also. And that's what the Devar of Rome learns the Bar-Yod of Sushtel from Hefker Bess and Hefker to Dinah Machel Zedinah. So we have Dinah Machel Zedinah based on Parshas HaMeluch. The Dinah Machel Zedinah based on the Ran saying that he has Bailam on the character. The Dinah Machel Zedinah based on Haskamas B'nai HaMedinah. The Dinah Machel Zedinah based on now a new Swara that there has to be a certain power to the government to maintain whatever has to maintain, that has to be true. And that's the Swara that the Ben Yonah is saying. This room has its malam and its malam. What? Malam. Okay. So while we're making a list of reasons, Rashi comes along and getting on that tesama base. The interesting of getting is on that yidum base. But while making a list of reasons already, let's throw. And we have the Beis Shmuel. That's the Rabbanan. So we have now, I think, five reasons we just listed. Right. We have five different reasons why Dinah Machos Adinah, the last one being the Beishmul, that's a Dinah Rabbanah. Rashi and Gittin, a Tesla base, says a sixth reason.
Beishmul's saying this is part of
that. What? No, the Darum ones, he's arguing on the Beishmul. He says, you know, this is a Dinah Raisa. This is a Dinah Raisa. Beishmul's saying a Dinah Rabbanah.
So it's a Dinah Rabbanah.
The Chum at some point in time felt it was important that the Dinah Machos Adinah should be true. So they instituted it. That's a Rebbe Shmuel's learning. Rashi and Gittin on Tesama Beis, Rashi comes along with the Dinah Machos Adinah because B'nai Narach on Yitzhak Allah Dinah. Right? Again, Dinah Machos Adinah because B'nai Narach on Yitzhak Allah Dinah. So if B'nai Narach on Yitzhak Allah Dinah, it means they're supposed to make laws. So they make laws. So no, we can ignore the laws. But you just told me that the B'nai Narach and Yitzhak Allah didn't.
So it's a sin in that.
So that's what Rashi says. Now, L'chara, it's a Pella. L'chara, it's a Pella. Because B'Shalom, I understand. So you want to know that if B'nai Narach and Yitzhak Allah didn't, and the king makes a law, so the Ben Narach is mitzvah to keep the laws of the king, because that's Yitzhak Allah didn't. That's the deal. Right? What does it do with Yisrael? Right? Take it a step further. Also, to Vern Rashi, there's a Shaila in the Din of B'nai Narach, the Stav al-Adinim. What does it mean, the Stav al-Adinim? Right? So, there's a Chumas Ramo, which is Mashma. It's not clear, but the Chumas Ramo, which is Mashma, that the Din of B'nai Narach, the Stav al-Adinim, means they have a chiyuv to keep dinei haTorah. When it comes to mishpatei hamamon, the Torah gave the most grad mishpatei hamamon. So they're a mechuyev to institute in their countries the mishpatei haTorah of dinei mamonis.
Who says that?
The Chuvas Rama.
Even though
Charlotte will
probably
do it. Okay, you know, something's, you know, but the Ikers, Hanhaga, the Chiyuvim, mamonis, etc., they say in Rama. So it comes out of Pelot, it goes out according to this Rama, just as Aga. So I once saw an article about a person who's a Ben Noyach. Is a Boston fellow. He says the Chara, according to the Ramah, this is the guy writing about it, right? So according to this Ramah, it should be usher to vote for judges. Because since judges judge the laws according to American law, which according to the Ramah is usher to do, so you are relief the evil, it's a mixture. This is a guy writing. Okay. He's a learned guy, right? And that says there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that there's an illegal sitting mixture by a guy. So the Chara, you should not be allowed to vote for judges in the election because you're an illegal sitting by being mashal him to Paskin according to the guy Shalom. So he doesn't vote for judges, he says, because of this there's children's room. No, you can't go to jury duty either, according to this, right? You can't be involved in anything where they're going to pass him out according to the Mishnah Torah. Right, binyan, the binyan of the place, they make up their own laws. Pasha's Rashi is more like that also. Because dinam achuz dinam of the Gemara's cases, like you see, we're not Mishnah Torah. Right? And Rashi's saying that's the din of Shemit Zagrenoyah. So Farmer Vor and Rashi, the Rashi learns that that this right to make laws, they can make up laws. They can make up a law that this star is a valid star. According to the Torah, it's not a valid star. Okay, dinam achuz dinam. They can make up a law that, you know, after 40 years, even though really you didn't buy it, it's not yours, squatter's rights, and therefore it's your property. According to the Ramah, how can that be? Now, the Ramah himself doesn't have to agree with Rashi that the makor of dinam achuz dinam is that dinam achuz dinam could be a different reason. Right? But mitzvah the dinam b'nei noach and itstav ala dinim, they're itstav to keep dinam atar. Now there are some which are matka the lashon of the Chuvas Rama. It's not 100% clear, but this guy held like that. Right. Okay. Do we have a dinam learning tar from a guy from that one? I don't know. Okay. That's now. So the Chara of Rashi is more in Rashi that said is that there is a kayach which they have. So state in Rashi, once they established that the Bnei Noach, the Tzavah Dinah means they were empowered to create dinah. That's Chlor. That's what he's saying. They were empowered to create dinah. So they created dinah. It means these dinim have the authority of the Torah behind them. They say that this is a din that the Torah wants, which was created. Comes the Kiddush of Shmuel, and Shmuel says, so dinim achus adinah that applies to Yisrael also. In other words, so what's without Shmuel? According to Rashi, what was without Shmuel? The first step is not a Kiddush. That the mitzvah to make dinim, I don't need Shmuel for. That the goyim are mechuyev to keep the dinim, I don't need Shmuel for. So where's Shmuel's Kiddush? Shmuel comes along with Mechadish, dinim achus adinah. So Amar Rava says, Teda, that we see that the king made his rules that were making bridges, etc., and we accept it. We're working on these bridges. According to Dinei Yisrael, I'm a Gazan. I can't walk on this bridge. I'm a Gazan. So Mavor from the Tzias of what we're doing means we have Shmuel's din is applying not only to the Hakam, it's applying him to the Yisrael. Now, you want to ask me how Shmuel knew that? I don't know.
How we knew what?
How Shmuel knew that this din of Bnei Noach and Sabal of Dinim is Akane Kah, that therefore Yisrael is bound when he lives in the country by those laws also. I don't know how Shmuel knew that, but that's the Chara Mavura, according to the way Rashi is learning the Sugya, that is what the Shmuel's Kiddush is. There's nothing else which is Shmuel's Kiddush. And that's what Rava's come along and saying. I'm a Gazan Gomer when I walk in the street, on this bridge. It still belongs to the original owner, and I'm doing an act of using it, Mimishdamish with his David, Shalab Rishus, Shoshalid, Das Gazan Havi. I'm not stealing it. I'm not taking it from him. So I'm using his tree. So how can I do that? I'll prove to you that there's a din dinam achuz adinah. It's binding on Yisrael because you see that we do it like that. How did Rabbi know that? How did Shmuel know that? Why do we do it? I don't know. But they say okay. So that's the first point over here in the Rebbeinu Yonah. Okay, the second. No. So not him and Aleph. I only got to Benny Irving and Hanan Aleph for standing up. What? Resh non vav, yeah. Yeah. Now, maybe you'll learn up Shmuel's din is all the way around. That the din of Yisrael says a chazak is gimel shana. After 3 years, you chazak. I say I don't need a star anymore. I don't need any rayas. I don't need edim. I'm there for 3 years. B'shoifi. I've edim. I was there 3 years. B'shoifi. So that the karka is mine. I don't need any other proof besides that. He says, comes along the Malach and says, no. 3 years is not enough. We need 40 years. So it means Yisrael A comes to Yisrael B and says, what are you doing with my land? He says, I bought it from you. He says, well, where's your star? I lost my star. And I have Adam that I've been there for the last 3 years and you haven't been with. Yeah, but the Melo says you need 40 years. He says, you can't learn like that. The Stam Chukei Melech al B'nei Umosu B'vadhei. Betzim Chukei Melech al B'nei Umosu. Even if he said the Jews should also do so. The Melech never said you cannot go to arbitration between two Jews. You can go to the Bezin and decide between the Bezin. No, you must go to court. The Melech didn't go. You want to work out between the two of you? Work out between the two of you. So then in Yisrael, he didn't preclude that you may not use then in Yisrael. But once that's true, so I'm in the karka, and I said, then Yisrael, I have a right to this karka. You can't kick me out. Okay? Aleph. Ella im Cain, Hola Chavera Lodun if Narco, Shilahan, but don't always son. But then the Machusa shall come a Melk Oysen, Dinamo Yisrael, Elenin, Shiodono Oysen, Barcos, Shilahan Kach. The Melk said apply to Jews also, which means if you go to the Goyish Accords of the Melk, this is going to be the Psak and apply to you, Jew also. At that point in time, Zotter Ben Yarno, it's binding on a Jew also. Which means like this, we're going to put you in a Cheirim for going to Arcos. If you go to Bez, then you're going to lose. If you go to our coast, you're going to put a camera, then you're going to win. And that's the Machusa dinner. Right? You with me? Right? That's what's coming out of the Ben Yonah saying. Tremendous Kiddush. He said the Ben Yonah saying, the mice, if you go to our coast, the dinner Machusa says that in this country, if you don't have a chazaka 40 years, you get kicked out. Even when we said dinner Yisrael, you own the karka. It's your karka. And the karka, the first Yisrael who's kicking you out, should have a din of a gaslin. Or maybe he's a moiser or something like that, you know, whatever he is, right? But no, that's din of Mechuzah din. But the din of Mechuzah din wasn't that you must go to court. The din of Mechuzah din was when you go to court, it's binding upon you. You're not supposed to go to the court. So we'll give you what you're okay for doing it, but you'll win. Now there is the Chazanish wants to argue maybe the Bezin will then be mechayv after me for going to our coast. The mitzad, the dinner machuzdin, it's binding. The dinner machuzdin is binding at that point in time. So there it might be a garmi issue. You weren't allowed to do that. So your garmi has to somebody else. So the chayvals garmi. So the chazanish and the kutim in the siman tezayin says that the Rebbe Yonah might agree that you're going to be chayv for garmi. But okay. So now the Rebbe Yonah is telling me.
He went out on his own.
He went on his own.
Take me to Leishis court. I have to go with 40 years.
Right. If he doesn't go with him, he might just going to lose. The judge will decide in absentia that he's a Gaza and throw me out. Send the police to throw me out. He's going to get him and not go with it. Okay. Fine. So what? So which we'll see when we get to the Sugya Gittin, the Sugya of Arkos. Right? Is Arkos one of the answers we should have answered? The Morris doesn't say dinam achuz dinam because that's Arkos. That's not Melech. The Melech is the Mishpat HaMelech. What the Arkos is to decide is a separate Sugya. Right, that's possibly the answer. How to answer the more than one said dinam achuz dinam by our coast. But he's saying that we're going with dinam achuz dinam applies to the decision of our coast. Also, that's binding upon them. Also, okay. Well, we'll look. I want to look at some more points in the Radiyana tomorrow, and then we'll look at some more in Gittin.